Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Ai Xinqiu, Luo Bei. The investment promotion season in Shanghai came to an end today with 8 final projects announced. Zhang Hong has more.
According to the plan, more than 280 kilometers of railway will be added to the city's subway network. The additional lines will transport an average of 3 million passengers each day. The project is budgeted at about 380 billion yuan.
By 2025, the length of Shanghai's metro lines will break a record. We'll make sure all tasks are completed in time.
Other projects include more affordable apartments, renovation of villages, as well as improving tap water quality. Since the investment promotion season started in mid-June, construction started on 296 city-level and district-level projects, with total investment of more than 602 billion yuan. 536.6 billion yuan worth of loans were issued to fund the projects.
We've been in touch with superintendents of major projects scheduled for the 14th five-year plan. Our head office prepared 100 billion yuan in loans.
More than 60 events were held since mid-June with 597 new projects signed. The regional headquarters of 30 multinational companies and 10 R&D centers were certified by the government. They're in the fields of biomedicine, smart manufacturing, automobile, and retail. So far, there are 878 regional headquarters of multinational companies and 522 R&D centers in Shanghai.
We want foreign companies to know more about Shanghai and attract them to invest in Shanghai through high-quality investment promotion events.
During the investment promotion season, fixed asset investment increased 8.7% in July year-on-year and 9.9% in August compared to the same period last year. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Life.
Shopping coupons worth a total of 500 million yuan will be given out this week by the Shanghai government to boost consumer spending. People can apply for the coupons starting today using Alipay, WeChat Pay, and UnionPay. Those who have their applications approved will each receive 200 yuan worth of coupons that can be used at designated retailers, restaurants, and travel service providers. Applications will end on Thursday, and results will be issued starting this Sunday. The coupons will be valid for 20 days. A total of 2.5 million residents will win the coupons, 500,000 more than the first round.
At the International Court of Justice in the Netherlands yesterday, Iran's international legal affairs attorney told judges that the United States was in breach of international law as it has created an industry of litigation against Tehran. Sun Ziqi has more.
Hearings began with Iran's opening arguments, where lawyers for Iran accused Washington of having breached a 1955 friendship treaty by allowing American courts to confiscate assets from Iranian companies, including $1.75 billion U.S. dollars from Iran's central bank.
The United States has created an industry of litigation against Iran and Iranian companies. As Iran has demonstrated in its reply, American courts have already rendered 138 judgments against Iran, condemning it to pay a total of $72 billion U.S. dollars in compensation.
The proceedings will continue tomorrow with opening statements by Washington. In 2016, Tehran filed a lawsuit at the International Court of Justice after an American district court judge found that Iran was responsible for the 1983 bombing of an American military base in Lebanon, a claim which Iran denies. The U.S. Supreme Court then ruled that money held in Iran's central bank could be used to compensate the 241 victims of the Lebanon bombing. The International Court ruled it had jurisdiction to hear the case in 2019, rejecting an argument from the United States that its national security interests superseded the 1955 Treaty of Amity, which promised friendship and cooperation between the two countries. The International Court of Justice is the United Nations' highest court that deals with disputes between states. Its rulings are considered binding, though the ICJ has no power to enforce them. Sun Ziqi, Shanghai Life.